Dear friends, the glorious feast of the Assumption of Our Lady is in just a few days, and I wanted to share with you a beautiful meditation taken from the mystical City of God by Venerable Mary Vigretta on this topic. It describes the events moments before Our Lady was assumed into heaven after her death, or Dormition, as it is commonly called in Eastern Catholic churches. The excerpt I've chosen starts with our Lord speaking to his mother. My dearest mother, whom I have chosen for my dwelling place, the hour has come in which you are to pass from the life of this death and of the world into the glory of my Father and mine, where you will possess the throne prepared for you at my right hand and enjoy it through all eternity. And since by my power and as my mother, I have caused you to enter the world free and exempt from sin, therefore also death shall have no light or permission to touch you at your exit from this world. If you wish not to pass through it, come with me now to partake of my glory, which you have merited. The prudent mother prostrated herself at the feet of her son and with a joyful countenance answered, "My son and my Lord, I beseech you, let your mother and servant enter into eternal life by the common portal of natural death, like the other children of Adam. You, who art my true God, suffered death without being obliged to do so. It is proper that, as I followed you in life, so I follow you also in death." Christ the Savior approved of the decision and the sacrifice of his most blessed mother and consented to its fulfillment. Then all the angels began to sing in celestial harmony some of the verses of the Canticles of Solomon and other new ones. Although only St. John and some of the apostles were enlightened as to the presence of the Christ Savior, yet the others felt in their interior its divine and powerful effects. But the music was heard as well by the apostles and disciples, as by many others of the faithful there present. A divine fragrance also spread about, which penetrated even to the street. The house of the cenacle was filled with a wonderful effulgence visible to all, and the Lord ordained that multitudes of the people of Jerusalem gathered in the streets as witnesses to this new miracle. When the angels began their music, the Most Blessed Mary reclined back on her couch or bed. Her tunic was folded about her sacred body, her hands were joined, and her eyes fixed upon her divine Son. And she was entirely inflamed with the fire of divine love. And as the angels intoned those verses of the second chapter of the Canticles, "Arise, haste, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come, the winter has passed," etc., she pronounced those words of her Son on the cross, "Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit." Then she closed her virginal eyes and expired. Now what comes next is what I find to be the most touching and astonishing. The sickness which took away her life was love, without any other weakness or accidental intervention of whatever kind. She died at the moment when the divine power suspended the assistance, which until then had counteracted the sensible ardors of her burning love of God. As soon as this miraculous assistance was withdrawn, the fire of her love consumed the life humors of her heart and thus caused the cessation of her earthly existence. Then this most pure soul passed from her virginal body to be placed in boundless glory on the throne at the right hand of her divine Son. I hope this short meditation helps you prepare for the upcoming Feast of the Assumption. God bless you all.